Canadian Banknote Reader User Manual. We are pleased to introduce the new Banknote Reader, which will assist you in identifying Canadian banknotes. The Banknote Reader has been developed and manufactured by Orbit Research for the Bank of Canada and is distributed by CNIB to blind individuals across Canada. A summary of these instructions is also on the enclosed braille and large print sheets, and an electronic version may be downloaded at www.cnib.ca. How to operate the reader. Hold the unit in the palm of your hand so that the ring is at the bottom and towards your left, and the flat surface with the opening for the banknote is on top. Insert the Canadian banknote into the slot such that the short edge of the banknote is parallel to the long side of the unit. When the banknote has been fully inserted, press and release either one of the two buttons located on the sides of the unit. The banknote reader will announce the denomination and turn itself off. If the banknote is not completely inserted, the unit will give an error message. The banknote reader has the following features. It has two buttons located on either side of the unit that can be used for announcing the denomination of a banknote or for setting the desired output mode, speech, tone, or vibration, volume, level, and language. To set the mode or to adjust volume level, press and hold one of the two buttons and then press and release the other button until the desired selection is achieved. Each time the second button is pressed and released, the unit will switch to the next mode or volume level in the following sequence: vibration mode, tone mode, speech volume level 1, speech volume level 2, speech volume level 3, and then back to vibration mode again. To change the language from English to French and vice versa, press and hold both buttons together for 2 seconds. A jack for an earphone is located on the edge between the two buttons, towards the key ring. An earphone with a standard 2.5 mm jack can be used. The banknote reader can announce the following spoken words: 5, 10, 20, 50, 100, error, English, or Français. The error message may occur because the note is not a Canadian banknote, the note is misaligned, the note is not completely inserted, or the note is in poor condition. If the error message persists for many different Canadian banknotes and cannot be explained as mentioned, try replacing the battery. If this does not correct the problem, contact CNIB for further assistance. When the tone or vibration mode is selected instead of speech, the denominations are indicated by the following codes. One short beep or vibration indicates $5. Two short beeps or vibrations indicates $10. Three short beeps or vibrations indicates $20. Four short beeps or vibrations indicate $50. One short beep or vibration, followed by a long beep or vibration, indicates $100. Two long beeps or vibrations indicate that the banknote cannot be read. If the battery is weak, each output message will be preceded by a long beep in speech and tone mode, or a long pause in vibration mode. After this weak battery warning begins, the banknote reader will continue to work reliably for approximately 200 more reads, and may automatically adjust the volume to lower levels to enable continued operation. Replacing the battery. The banknote reader uses a single AAA alkaline battery for operation and is shipped to you with a battery installed. To replace the battery, first open the battery compartment cover at the bottom of the unit. The cover can be identified by a ridged pattern. Open the cover by pushing it outwards, gently but firmly. The battery cover is designed so that it does not separate from the unit. Once the battery cover is open, you will find a silk strip which aids in removal of the battery. The old battery can be extracted by pulling on this silk strip. When inserting a battery, the strip should go around the underside of the battery. To insert the new battery, hold the unit so that the battery compartment is open and facing upwards and towards you. First, push in the negative terminal, the flat end of the battery, into the left side of the battery compartment. Then push the other end, positive terminal, with a bump, into the compartment and ensure that the battery is secure. Close the cover by sliding it back towards the center of the unit until it snaps into place. For reliable operation of the product, use only quality AAA alkaline batteries. Final notes. The banknote reader is intended to assist you in denominating Canadian banknotes. It does not guarantee that a note tested is genuine rather than a counterfeit. Neither the Bank of Canada, Orbit Research, nor CNIB will be held financially responsible for any loss incurred as a result of using the banknote reader. To help extend the life and maintain the performance of the banknote reader, the following precautions are suggested. Ensure that the unit is kept clean and dry. Do not drop or subject the unit to forceful impact. Keep it in the carrying case when not in use to avoid dirt or other objects getting into the unit. If your banknote reader needs repair, it should be securely packed and shipped to CNIB at 1929 Bayview Avenue, Toronto, Ontario, M4G3E8. Please include your name, address, telephone number, and reason for returning the unit. Your comments on the banknote reader are welcome. Please send them to CNIB via email to store@cnib.ca or via the website at www.cnib.ca.